Friends, this year should be a special for Armin Armin Rossi Shayuhu. This is Moshe Yudim and Peshadina Hainish Shlita. This was Ryan Sarbar and Moshe Mordechai Feit Shlita. This was Hidid Nafshi Rav Moshe Meyer, with whom I discussed this Sugya, the Gemara and Meseches Psachim, and Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Beis tells us, Amar Rava, if a person eats matzah bizmanaz after chatzos, or the Rabbi Elazar is not Yotze Yedei Chovaso. The Rush writes that Lechor the Halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because we have a Stam Mishnah like him, that you're not allowed to eat the Pesach after Chatzos, and also that means you're not allowed to eat Matzah after Chatzos. However, in Megillah, Chaf Amud Beis, we have Stomach Rabbi Akiva. Nevertheless, says the Rush, you should be Machmir and eat the Afikoman before Chatzos, because maybe even Rabbi Akiva's Modeh, that to be marchik adam min ha'aveira b'isr daraisa, you have to eat it by chatzos, and so Rabbeinu Tam was noeg to eat the afikomen before chatzos, and the Avnei Nezer in the Chuvis in Simen Shin Pei Aleph, he's mechadish ladina, famous Tanai of the Avnei Nezer, that if a person sees that his seuda is getting close to chatzos, and he's not going to make the afikomen, so what he should do is he should eat the afikomen, b'tanai that if Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is right, then this is my afikomen. Wait until Chatzos, don't eat anything, because he's not allowed to eat after the Afikomen. Then once Chatzos passes, he's allowed to eat again, because after the time passes, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, says the Avnei Nezer, you're allowed to eat. And then continue your Seuda, and then whenever you're finished, by the morning, just make sure you have your Afikomen, Lefishitas, Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, your Yotzei Meman of Shach, either according to Elazar ben Azariah, you ate your Afikomen by Chatzos, and then you didn't eat afterwards until Chatzos, and now you're allowed to eat again. It only has to be tam afikomen v'peh, then taste the afikomen of your mouth until chatzos, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and then according to Rabbi Akiva, you can eat again after chatzos. You can eat your afikomen again, and then that should be the last thing that you eat. So this chiddush of the Avnei Nezer that you only have to have the tam matzah b'fiv until zman achilas matzah, which means that you must eat the afikomen until chatzos, and according to that shita, the iser achila is only until chatzos. But after chatzos, now you're allowed to eat. You don't have to have tam matzah b'fiv after chatzos. That's the chiddush of the Avnei Nezer. But lechoritz talui says Marein of Rabbeinu Agon Reb Nosson. We're basing this on lechoritz talui in a machlokas rishonim in the sugim sochem kuf yutas amid beis that according to the Balaam or the reason ain maftir nachar pesach afi. That you're not allowed to eat anything after you eat your carbon pesach or bismanazah after you eat your afikomen. Why? In order that you don't forget to say hallel. Because the Pesach would be eaten down below. And Hallel would be set up above on the roof, like the Gemara says. So when you have no matzah b'peh, or Pesach, when you don't have the time of the Pesach in your mouth, you're going to forget the Hallel. And therefore, they made a takana, that you're not allowed to eat after the Pesach. And this way, it will remind you to say Hallel. And then after the Churban, they left it that way. We're afraid you're not saying Hallel in the same place you're reading the Pesach, you're going to forget the Hallel. So Memela, we make sure that you don't eat after the Karban Pesach, then Pesach's in your mouth, and this reminds you, I'm not allowed to eat anything, and I ate the Karban Pesach, and the Pesach is connected to the Hallel, and I still have the Pesach in my mouth, the taste of it in my mouth, I didn't eat anything else, so I'm going to remember to say Hallel. And then they left this, says the Baal HaMor afterwards, even after the Churban, Zeichel HaMikdash, we eat the matzah instead of the Karban Pesach as the last thing, so you're not allowed to eat after the matzah. That's the reason the Baal HaMor gives. The Ramban gives a different reason. You know why you're not allowed to eat after the matzah? Because there was a chashash that you were going to eat Kezayis Pesach on an empty stomach. And you're going to come Lidei Shviras Etzem. You might come to break the bone in order to get out, you know, inside the bones. You want to get some juice. Maybe there's some meat inside. So you might end up breaking the bone. So we're choshesh that a person is going to eat the Kezayis Pesach on an empty stomach. He's going to come lidei shviras etzem. And then after he finishes the Seder, he's going to eat his Seuda. And we don't want that. We don't want him to eat on an empty stomach because we don't want him to come to shviras etzem. And therefore they made a gzeira that you're not allowed to eat achar ha-Pesach. And this way you'll make sure not to eat the Pesach on an empty stomach. You'll eat the Pesach ala sova. And the same applies to the matzah, which is Zecher LePesach, that you're eating it ala sova, you're not going to eat it on an empty stomach, even though there's no shchitas or shviras etzem. But nevertheless, it's Zecher LePesach, so memela, you are eating the matzah last, just like the Pesach you have to eat last, to ensure that you don't have your seuda after the Pesach, in which case you might come to shviras etzem. So those are the two reasons given, one by the Balam Or and one by the Ramban. So according to the Balam Or, you only have to have tam matzah b'fiv until sof zman nemiras halal. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that's still chatzos. Like the Ran writes in our sugya, Daf Kuf Chof, that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you have to say halal until chatzos. So paskins the Ramban Or HaChaim, tafayin zayin, to be careful to say halal until chatzos. So the only chash of forgetting halal is until chatzos. But after chatzos, you don't have to have tam matzah b'fiv anymore. And according to that, the Avnei Nezer is correct. That the only time you have to share a tam matzah b'fiv, that the taste of the matzah has to remain in your mouth, is to remember halal is only said till chatzos. It only has to be till chatzos. Mela, after chatzos, you're allowed to eat again. But according to the reason of the Ramban, you have to have tam matzah b'fiv the whole night, even according to Elazar ben Azariah. So we don't want you to eat your suda later. We don't want you to eat your matzah on an empty stomach. So according to the Ramban, you're not allowed to eat the whole night afterwards. So the Avnei Nezer's Tanai would only work according to the Balam Or, not according to the Ramban, because according to the Ramban, once you eat your Kezayis Afikom, and that's it, you're not allowed to eat again. Even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it has to stay in your mouth the whole night. Because the chashash is that you're going to eat the matzah on an empty stomach and eat your sud afterwards, and we don't want that. So we want to make so you don't come to shviras etzem because it's echel pesach. So we don't want you to eat the pesach on the empty stomach. It's the same idea. So you have to have tam matzah b'fiv kol alayla. So you don't chas v'shalom come to eat the pesach on an empty stomach and eat the suda later. So you have to have tam matzah b'fiv the whole night. This way we ensure that if you're not allowed to eat after the pesach, you're going to eat before. But if we allow you to eat after the Pesach, we allow you to eat the whole night, then you're going to come to eat the Suda afterwards. So according to the Ramban, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would say that you're not allowed to eat the whole night, not only until Chatzos. However, according to the reason of Rav Rishonim, the Svar of the Avnei Nezer would be correct, that after Zman Achilas Matzah, you don't have to have the Tam Matzah B'fiv, you don't have to have the taste of Matzah in your mouth. Because according to the according to the Ran, that you're not allowed the Hada Asur Lahafik Tama Pesach Mimenu, the Shemelo Yiskor Sheochalesa Pesach, the Yachzor Vyashiv Lechol Pesach Mokoimacher, Vena Pesach Nechol Mechabril Chabri. You know, you have the taste of the mouth, Pesach has to remain in your mouth, because you might end up eating the Pesach somewhere else. You forgot you ate the Pesach. And you're going to come chas v'shalom to eat the Pesach in another place. And you're not allowed to do that. Ein ha-Pesach nechal mechabura lechabura. Uletam zeh vaday shelo shayach yisur zeh lekol zman shiyoch olechol as ha-Pesach. But lachar zmano, we're not going to eat the Pesach elsewhere. So according to the Ran's reason that you're going to come to eat the Pesach elsewhere, it's only ad zman achilas Pesach. So that means only until chatzos you have to have it in your mouth, the taste of the Pesach and the afikomen in your mouth. But not not afterwards. And therefore the Tanai would be a good Tanai, because you're allowed to eat after Chatzos. Rambam writes, Uvachron ochel ochel mibsar ha-Pesach afilu kezayis veno toim achar of klal uzman az ochel kezayis matzah veno toim achar ha-klum kedei shiyeh hefzik sudaso v'tam basar ha-Pesach or a matzah b'fiv she'achilasen hi ha-mitzvah. So the Rambam's reason is, in order that there should be a hefsek se'udaso, and the taste of the basar in your or the matzah in your mouth, because the achila is a mitzvah. What does that mean? That since a person is eating different types of foods in the Leil Pesach Seuda, therefore you have to make a heker to show which is the achila of a mitzvah. And therefore the takana was to eat the Pesach and the Matzah Bizman Hazeh last, to show that the Pesach and the Matzah Bizman Hazeh is the Ikra Mitzvah. That's what it means. Kedei she'hefsek seudah, so you're going to stop your seuda, and you're still going to have the tam of the basar or the matzah in your mouth, to show she'achilas and hi ha-mitzvah, that the achila of these things, of the Pesach then and the matzah now, are the mitzvah. In the Biurim of Rav Yochanan Fishel Perlet to the Sefer HaMitzvah of the Rasag, he brings a raya for the svar of the Rambam from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chafava and Beis, that in the Mikdash they were Tekan Rosh Hashanah b'shofar chatzotzis, and the shofar was ma'arich, and the chatzotzis, the trumpets were makatzer, because mitzayam b'shofar. So in other words, the mitzvah hayom, you're ma'arich mishum heker. So here also, you're ma'arich, you go last, you eat the matzah last, you eat the Pesach last, mishum heker, to show that it's the mitzvah. Also the Rambam in Chametzu Matzah, Perek Vav Alachi Yud Beis, Chachamim Asir, to eat matzah b'erev Pesach, in order that there should be a heker alachi lasa b'erev. Should be recognized that you're eating it at night. In other words, it should be recognizable that at night you're eating it l'shem mitzvah, so therefore don't eat matzah during the day. So you need a heker, you need a recognition that you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. So according to the Rambam, you're eating it last to show that it's a mitzvah. So according to the svar of the Rambam, it's mistaber that you only have to have it called Zman Achilas Mitzvah, in other words, until Chatzos. But afterwards, not Zman Achilas Mitzvah, so you already did your heker, you don't have to worry, you can eat again. So according to the Talmud of the Ran, that you shouldn't come to eat the Pesach another time. According to the Talmud of the Rambam, there should be a heker, that you stopped your Seuda, as the last thing you're eating. So according to both reasons, you should be allowed to eat after Chatzos. And again, we said, according to the Baal HaMor, you should also be allowed to eat after Chatzos. So the Avnei Nezer's Tanai works according to three out of the four Shitos Rishonim we saw. It's not according to the Ramban, who says would say that it has to be all night, because we don't want you to eat the matzah or the Pesach on an empty stomach. So there's a tremendous amount of arufas about this in the Achronim from many different angles. And just to give you one Ma'ariv Makom, in the Nasan period of Agon Rav Nasan Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in Arvei Psachim, he has a tremendous arichos about this. Many, many, many others. For him talk about it, I hope that in future Shiurim, hope we're Zocha to come back to it. But in the meantime, just gave you a little bit of a taste, and we should be Zocha Lo Modu Lelamed, Lashmar Balas, Lokhamis Kol Reisam Torah Sadi Ahava. Amen, V'Amen. Shalom, Shalom, Sweetest and Most Beloved Friends.